say, well, he just acts like a fool, or he does things like a fool, or something like that.
Was that word not nice to use?
Well, it would be a little bit, I think, downgrading.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean downgrading?
That he wasn't behaving the way he should.
Uh-huh. And say a person who has plenty of money but really hangs on to it would be a...
a miser.
Okay, any other word for that?
I don't think of anything.
Did you ever hear tight?
Tightwad? Yeah, I've heard that. I guess that would be the common name.
When you use that word common, about a person, what does that mean?
It means just something that would come around in the ordinary day's conversation, not something that, you know, you just say occasionally or
once. Well, what about when you say a person is common?
Well, I think that applies a whole lot to the way they use whatever knowledge they've had access to, you know, whether they use it to an advantage or just go along like they didn't know anything. That's what it means to me.
So a common person is?
One that just doesn't care, you know, won't try to act like he should.
Mm-hmm. When you said that a girl is very common, what does that mean?
About the same thing, that she doesn't care how she looks or acts or things like that.
And say an old person who's maybe up in their 80s, but who still gets around real well. You'd say that he's mighty
active or lively or...
Any other words?
Yeah, I was just trying to think. I know there's something, but I can't think.
You say spry or peppy?
Yeah, spry or peppy or any of those words.
What would you say about a child?
Well, that would probably apply to them too, spry or active or energetic or a live wire, I guess, would be a good word.
Say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And you might say, oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't.
Don't worry or...
Okay. And you say, well, I'm not going upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Okay. And you say, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
has never been afraid.
Wait, another way of saying that. Using the expression used to be. You say, I don't see why she's afraid now. She
used not to be afraid.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
careless.
Okay. And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
goofy.
Okay. Any other words?
Well, nutty or... irresponsible or...
You ever hear queer or quar?
Yeah, I've heard that too, but anymore that doesn't mean the same thing.